Today, our continuous celebration of the Nativity of the Lord, that we know as Christmas, reached the new higher point as Jesus is revealed to the nations as a king, as the Christ, and the ruler to shepherd the people of Israel. The arrival of the Magi follows the same motif of light versus darkness found in the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, that people will come from far, from afar, following the light of a star and bringing their treasures and finding the greatest treasure lined at the manger in Bethlehem. This encounter, this epiphany, reveals the Messiah in the flesh as a savior for Jews and Gentiles. The Magi do not follow Herod's instructions to bring him words of Jesus' location. Instead, they depart for their homeland by a different path, and their life are forever changed. The encounter with the Christ sets them in a new road, one in which, tradition say, they return to their homes to proclaim the good news of Christ to their people. It is a reason for us to praise God, because the Savior and his gift are for all peoples. The gift brought by Jesus are for all of us, not only for the Jews, but for those who believe in Jesus. God revealed himself for all of us, no matter the color, the race, or the tongue. He revealed as a savior for all the nations, for all of us. That is our celebration today. And for that, we should praise God and rejoice. The encounter with Christ is meant to change all of us and place each one of us in a new path, one that will lead us to light and life. As disciples who still seek him, we follow the light of a star coming from afar, from every walk of life. It is a challenge for all of us to allow the encounter with Jesus to set us in a new road, to change and transform our life. As his disciples, we must understand first that he and his message is the good news. And then we must proclaim, we must share with others that good news of salvation brought by Christ to humanity. Every day in our life, we are supposed to have an encounter with Jesus. And that encounter with Jesus is intended to transform us. And if we know him, if we have seen him in our life, we must proclaim to others the good news that we have discovered. We must do our duty to go and tell others about the baby Jesus, about the Jesus that we have experienced, about the Jesus that we know. The Magi brought gift to Jesus: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Perhaps we don't have gold and frankincense. What is going to be our offer to Jesus? What can we offer to him today? Perhaps we can offer to him our devotion and dedication, our commitment, our life of faith. Perhaps we may offer to him the service that we do for our fellow human beings, even our faults, our failures, and our fears. He came for all of us. He came for all of it. He came for us. What can we offer to him today? Father of all, thank you for revealing yourself in Jesus, the good news to all peoples. Strengthen our faith that we may encounter him in our daily life and be transformed by his love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.